Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode number 11. I am your host, Chris Scott, and today I am joined by the usual cast and crew of wild and wacky goofballs. Actually, I'm not. No one's here. Killed them all. I got them. Finally. The voices, they just kept talking. Couldn't stand it anymore. They had to go. So I killed them off in the first segment of this show. And so, since they're not around, I guess you'll just get the second segment, where they're magically still alive, and this intro has a giant plot hole now. Yeah, like every other horror movie. Anyway, no first segment this week. Technical difficulties. Listen to the second segment. We got NFL picks. We got our Halloween breakdown, and, you know, listener mail and shit. Go. All right, so we're back. Why don't we do our football picks? Last week was interesting, to say the least. Jeff almost pulled out a. He almost went 2-2. Well, he did go 2-2. No, he went 1-3.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Yeah, you went 1-3, Jeff. But you almost went.
Fuck.
You almost went 2-2 though. If Miami hadn't been screwed by the NFL's stupid rules again. I was pissed. But myself, Tony, and Fozzie all went 3-1.
Damn, I was contradictory last week, huh?
Yeah.
You were
you did go 2-2. Yeah, you had.
All right.
No, you didn't. it's a problem when you write the score over, when you use red pen to write down everybody's picks, and then you use the same red pen to write down what you scored over those picks. You picked Minnesota. They did not win. You picked Miami. They did not win. You picked San Diego. They did not win. And you picked Washington. And they won.
Yes.
Myself all and right. Tony, all, Tony and I had the same picks. We both had Minnesota.
Damn it.
That was a loss. We both had
Brett Favre.
Both had Pittsburgh, both had New England, and both had Washington.
Excellent. Excellent.
And Fozzie had Green Bay. Excellent. He's the only one that had Green Bay. he also had Pittsburgh.
Yes.
But he had San Diego.
Nah.
No, you did.
You did. we have it on the recording.
Nah.
Yeah.
And and you had Washington, so you went 3-1 as well. So,
yeah,
Jeff, you picked out some games for us this week. Why don't we kick into that?
All right. I got I think the best matchup of the week is Vikings at Patriots. I will go with the Patriots because the Vikings fucked me over last week, apparently.
All right.
I got to pick my hometown boys. They, I don't know. I kind of like the fact that Brett Favre is gimpy. So either you get a really rusty Tavares Jackson or, you know, a third of Brett Favre. So I'm going with the Pats.
Yeah, me too. I mean, Favre can't bring his wheelchair out there, so.
Although he was actually at his press conference today with the boot off. So maybe he can pretend he can walk.
Let's get some, like, cortisone shots.
That guy's probably had so many chemicals pumped through his body over the years.
Fozzie, what do you got?
For which games?
Fozzie, pay attention.
Pats.
Love of God.
I refuse. Okay, who, Pats and who?
Vikings.
Oh, God, I hate the Patriots, so I'll go with Vikings out of spite.
All right, game two.
Game two, Jags at Cowboys, the battle of the suck.
Fuck off.
I'm going to pick the Cowboys just to piss fucking
fire. You're such a fucking cock and a half.
All right, Fozzie, who do you pick?
I got Jags, baby. You know me.
I think who's starting at quarterback for the Jags this week? Is it Bowman again?
Yeah, probably. Dear God.
I think actually, I'm going to go.
He didn't do too bad last week. It wasn't his fault. It was the fucking defense that sucked.
I think I'm going to go with the team that actually has players because neither one has a quarterback, and I'm picking the Cowboys.
How dare you? How dare y'all?
Yeah.
Is it at Cowboys?
Doesn't matter.
Shut up.
I'm going Dallas, too.
It's at the Cowboys, though.
Oh, dear God.
All right, game three.
Broncos at Niners. I'm going Broncos because my boy Kyle Orton, he's still on them, right?
He is. Yeah. What'd they lose by, like, 57 or something?
Oh, my God. What the hell happened? Jesus.
To Oakland, of all teams.
Oh, yeah, my boy's Oakland. Yeah, yeah.
I saw the score in the first quarter, and I was like, that has to be a typo. It was like 35-0.
I think it was 38-0 at the half.
Oh, the comeback. Man.
Damn, dude.
So you just don't see that in the NFL anymore. Yeah, I'm going to take a Denver as well.
I think I got to go with Denver, too. I think Troy Smith is going to start this week for the Niners. So not only are they bad, but they don't have their starting quarterback.
Fozzie?
Denver versus 49ers?
Yeah.
At 49ers?
Yeah.
Ooh, I got Niners, baby. Because Taylor Mays is going to whoop some ass.
I think they put him on injured reserve today.
Shut up.
And game four.
Steelers at Saints. I'm going to go with Steelers. I don't really have a reason, but I'll go with the Steelers.
At Saints? Okay.
I'm going to go. I'm going New Orleans.
Boater.
You're right. I fuck Pittsburgh. Fuck them hard.
No. That's why I said Napo's my last thing.
Uh-huh.
Napo, go ahead.
Really? You said fuck Pittsburgh? Fuck them hard.
Exactly.
I think the Saints have played one really, really good game this year, and then the rest have been all either bad play or really close. I think I'm going to go with the Steelers. They're playing better.
Yeah, me too, because of what Tony said.
When Saints played like last year, weren't they? They barely made it to the playoffs. They were like 9-7 or something, weren't they?
Last year?
Yeah.
The Saints were like 13-3.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth immediately.
2 years ago, they were 9-7. They were the best.
Well, I hate Reggie Bush with a passion, even if he's not even playing. So
he's coming back this week. Actually, this is his first week back.
I'll take Pitt.
All right.
Unanimous on the Steelers, huh?
Yeah. No, I picked New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
I said, fuck Pittsburgh. Fuck them hard.
That's right.
I
stand corrected.
Yes. So, Halloween's coming, guys.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
2 days away.
This is I've been waiting for the Halloween episode.
I'm frightened.
So, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, the little Snickers
fucking
bars.
Butterfingers, dude.
Fucking candy corn, bitch.
Oh, fuck candy corn, man. I can't have more than 5 of those, dude.
Candy corn gives me a headache just looking at it. I feel like I'm going to, like, go into diabetic coma or something.
Like, when I was little, I wouldn't eat those. I was like, that's the ugliest looking candy I've ever seen. But, like, I've tried them since. They're, like, they're okay.
Like candy corn? Yeah, it's not bad.
My favorite? What about, you know, Taffia? It's not really something you'd get. Like, there's some of my neighbors, they'd give you a fucking taffy apple. Like, but, yeah, sure, why not? Why not say that?
I like bottle caps. You guys remember them?
Bottle caps?
What? Yeah, I remember those, dude. They were so nasty, except, like, the sour ones. But the root beer ones are fucking gnarly, dude.
The root beer ones and the cola ones are awful, but the orange ones, the cherry ones, and the grape ones are good.
That's fucking root beer and Coca-Cola stuff.
I like a bag full of pennies. Did any of your neighbors give you a bag full of pennies?
I did used to get that, yeah.
I'd be like, dude,
how ripped off were you when you felt like fucking a bag full of pennies? Who the fuck cares about that?
I don't want pennies.
When it weighed down your bag, it was like heavier than anything else in the bag.
I miss trick or treating.
Damn, you could buy your own candy though. Right?
Yeah, you
not
could.
Not really. I mean,
if you could find a machine that took pennies.
There were some of my neighbors. They would give a full candy bar, like a full big candy bar. I don't know how much they were spending.
Yeah,
on that,
dude, it was awesome. They give like I've been to places where they gave king size candy bars, like. You
it's
choose
like, here's a king size
Snickers or Butterfinger, and I'd be like, holy fuck life. This
and that's why Fozzie is so fat.
That's low.
Remember these people, man.
Not
like,
cool.
Hitting up that. They got some
not shit. Cool. I got a tear going on now.
Oh.
I got to take another shot to compensate.
You got a lot to compensate for, so let's go.
Please, that's not what your mother said last night. Hey-o!
So IGN put this list up, top 25 horror movies of all time. I think you guys took a look at it at this point.
Oh yeah.
Out of how many films did you guys see on there?
I've seen them all, I think.
That was the thing that surprised me. Like, I don't watch a ton of movies, and I'm really not a horror fan at all, but I'd seen 13 of them.
That's a creepy number.
Yeah.
The horror films. Pay attention again.
Yeah.
I've seen most of them. I don't think I saw the Argento film, Suspiria.
You're not missing too much. I don't know. I don't get the appeal of that movie.
Argento I've seen some of his other stuff. Everyone keeps telling me he's like an acquired taste. Like, Italian horror is an acquired taste. And I think they might be right. Like, I just don't quite get what the draw of him is.
It's like Suspiria is a bunch of scenes, but it's not much of a movie. Like, it doesn't, like, there's not, like, a plot where you're like, oh, that's a cool story. Like, it's just like this girl in like a boarding school or some shit, and like a bunch of spooky shit. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's on Netflix Instant, so I'll probably see it eventually. But it's one of the ones, the only one of the few on there that I haven't seen. So
I think the only one I haven't seen is The Haunting. The rest, so I've seen 24 out of 25. And I like all of them almost.
I think that was the big surprising thing is that most horror movies are really camp and really bad, but these are all like good movies, not just good horror, but good movies.
Like, some of them, it's hard to like the top five. It's hard to classify as Silence of the Lambs or Alien or Jaws as pure horror. Like, those are kind of like action or summer movies and shit like that.
I mean, well, Silence of the Lambs, I would probably classify that more as like thriller, drama, film. But Alien, like the original Alien was, when it came out at least, was definitely it was a horror film. It had a sci-fi tone.
Yeah,
to
it's sci-fi,
but,
yeah.
But it definitely was like pretty much classic horror. And Jaws, too, I mean.
That's not horror. I don't know.
Is Psycho? Psycho is like another like psychological thriller. I thought more than horror, like a straight horror.
Yeah, it was, Psycho was kind of the advent of, you know, the slasher film too, though. Like, what the crazy dude? The hell was his name?
The dude who dresses
Anthony
up like
Perkins.
Yeah, Norman Bates.
Yes. Norman Bates. There you go.
Yeah, I mean that shower scene is so iconic.
And the other scene I like is when he pushes the dude down the stairs and like the stylish camera shot of him falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
It's like all funny. Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Psycho.
You wouldn't know Fozzie.
Yeah.
Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, Foss.
Yeah, I'm just...
You've never seen Psycho? Please tell me you have seen Psycho.
I have not seen Psycho.
Dear God.
I saw the original and the remake, which was terrible.
I saw the remake in theaters.
Vince Vaughn!
And I will confess, I went to high school with the word psycho written on my forehead that day like a fucking idiot.
You're such a fucking queef.
What?
It was. I did a lot of stupid things in high school. Which we'll probably get to later, but.
I was happy that Jaws was up there on their list. It came in at number 3. That film was so good.
That film scared the shit out of me. I never wanted to go to the fucking ocean after that. Florida's like notorious for like shark attacks too. It's bad.
I don't consider it a horror movie. And the funny thing is now, I don't know if you guys know, like it's rated PG. And it's just,
oh yeah, yeah, it is.
Dude, is it?
Is getting her legs ripped off in like the opening scene.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, no shit. Like PG back then is like PG-13 R-ish now. It's crazy.
Well, it's like, I mean, and she was, not that they showed anything, but she was naked.
Right.
Like, she took off her clothes and ran into the ocean. Like,
damn, I gotta watch that movie
limbs,
again.
Like, her limbs,
you don't see it, though, Fozzie.
Yeah, it's all in shadow.
You got imagination.
But, yeah, I really like that film quite a bit.
It is scary, and it has a great score, so.
Yeah, John Williams did the score to that, didn't he? Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, it's like so Spielberg's go-to. Yeah. I'm kind of disappointed at Exorcist being number one just because it's not Halloween. Halloween should be number one.
Yeah, I was disappointed Halloween came in at number 11.
Like, yeah, it should have been in the top 5, man. I mean, to me, when Halloween comes around, watching Halloween, it makes it part of Halloween. Like, I don't know. And it's a scary movie. Like, it was a scary movie when I was a kid, and it has, like, still... It's a little slow and dated now, but it still has really good atmosphere in it. And that mask.
Mask is awesome. What did you guys take away from the list overall? Like, I mean, reading some of the comments, some people just aren't happy with the fact there's so many old films on there.
Yeah, if you're not, if you're 15, this list means nothing to you.
Yeah.
There's not much. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. Go.
There's not much from the last decade, but I mean, really, there's not that many great horror films.
Right, but there's not much from the last decade.
I think it says a lot for how far the horror genre has fallen.
You know what's weird? Probably if I did like my top 25 horror movies and the top, if I would definitely have 28 Days Later. I really, really love that movie, and I'm surprised it didn't make the list. A little disappointed in that.
Yeah, I mean, I know you have problems with it, but I really liked The Descent. I thought that was a really good film.
Dear God.
That was not on there either.
There's very few movies where I'm like, I don't get why people like that. Like, it's not that it's bad, but I don't get what's special about The Descent. It feels like a lot of other horror movies.
The tension in the first half with the claustrophobia of, like, just really they were, like, in that cave, and some of those camera shots are just fantastic.
Well, where they're squeezing through the tight spaces, I'll give you that. That's like, whoa, dude, like. You could feel
the last half definitely devolves into like a general like monsters chasing them film, but
yeah,
it's the early like the first half that where they are squeezing through and like the rock collapse and trying to get them out of there and like that's where all the tension is built up.
You know which one I'm really happy made the list? It's because it's one of my favorites is The Fly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Think of The Fly.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
I was kind of surprised. I mean, maybe the series just kind of derided, but that the original Saw did not make it on there. That actually received fairly good write-ups when it came out, and I mean, it's... That franchise has been going now for 7 years. Like, the seventh film comes out. When this podcast comes out, the seventh film will be out. So,
I kind of want to see it because honestly, I kind of liked Sausage. I have to say.
You like sausage?
Yes.
Yes, Fozzie, we're talking about sausage.
Italian sausage in 3D.
Fantastic.
Your mom likes sausage.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, I'm actually going to see it. So, Saw 3D. Let's see how that goes.
I actually heard that Paranormal Activity 2 was pretty good, too.
Did you like the original?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
But neither my ex went and saw it, and she didn't like the original either. And she's like, this one was like, she's like, maybe it was like the theater and it was packed and everyone was reacting to it. But she's like, I actually screamed a couple times.
Nice.
And she says it was better. Like, it was scarier. Better ending, too. She said the ending was very good. So.
The ending in the original sucked.
That's what ruined the original for me, because it had creepy moments going through it. Like, you know, the chick wakes up, she stands by the bed and this and that. I'm like, oh, that's fucking creepy. And the weird sounds, like the banging sounds. Like, if you heard that shit in your house, you would shit your pants. But, I don't know, the ending really ruined it for me.
So, if you looked at this list, you were in charge of writing this list out, and you had to pick your number one out of any of the horror films, what would it be for you guys?
I have always been a huge fan of The Shining. I love Jack Nicholson in that role. It's a great movie. I think that would have definitely been my number one. I was disappointed they had it as far down on the list as they did. I thought it would at least make the top five.
That's a fantastic role, too. Like, a great acting performance by him.
See, I've always had problems with The Shining. I think it's really good, and especially his performance, but I think it kind of gutted some of the soul of the story. Like, which they tried to get back in the TV version, like the stuff with him and his family and the alcoholism, but the TV version sucked. So,
well, I think that's one of the issues with a lot of these Stephen King books to movies, is that there's just so much to his books. It's so hard for it to translate to a 2-hour film. It just doesn't work.
You know what, though? Some are fantastic, like Dolores Claiborne, Shawshank Redemption, Stand By Me. Like, he's got some
Pet
really
Cemetery.
Good adaptations. That was, you know what, for its time, it was good, but I watched it again recently, I'm like, oh, this needs to be remade. They could do it so much better. You know? But that scared the shit out of everybody when it came out.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's still scary. Like, they could be done better.
And, like, Carrie was good.
Carrie. What's the one with the dog?
Cujo. Yeah, that was the first Stephen King book I ever read. that fucking, like, I was terrified. Like, I was afraid of dogs for like months after that book.
And doesn't he kill the kid at the end? Like, doesn't he kill them?
I just remember they were locked in the car at the end. If the dog actually killed them, or if it just kind of ended with them like in a standoff in the car. I haven't read it in so long.
I swear I remember an interview that he did where he's like, they're asking him, like, do you know what happens in your stories when you start to write them? He's like, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. He's like, when I got to the end of Cujo, he's like, I didn't know that I was going to kill the kid. He's like, it just felt like the right thing to do, and I went with it. And I'm like, damn, dude.
It must be so hard to give interviews about that kind of thing.
So Jeff, what will be your number one?
My number one... I mean, it's like maybe a toss-up between Dawn of the Dead and Halloween, but I always lean towards Halloween because I saw it when I was really young, and it really kind of got me into horror movies. And it has that Halloween vibe to it that I just love.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Halloween would have been my number one, too. Hey, Fozzie, are you there?
Hi.
Any input? And it's Swedish.
I haven't.
You should watch
it. It's got vampires.
Okay.
They don't sparkle.
But I get what he's saying. Like, you know, you kind of want like a story to it and like a human element. That's for your good horror, though. Sometimes you just want a cheesy horror movie. You want to see some kids get killed at Camp Crystal Lake, and that's it.
Like Intruder.
How did you like Intruder?
It wasn't very good, but right? I had fun with it, though.
Me too, and I told you it was bad. Yeah. I wasn't trying to make it out like it was good, but it was like, it's worth watching, you know?
like some of the, you know, the camera work in that film was terrible, but I still kind of liked it, and I did call the killer out like pretty much immediately after the first kill. But
when I got to the killer, I'm like, that's like a Dead Rising boss. Like, this guy is going crazy.
It was awesome. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was like a psycho from Dead Rising. It was so funny.
Pretty much.
But, moving away from movies, what's your favorite horror-themed game?
Favorite horror game?
Yeah.
I don't know. Condemned was pretty sweet. I don't know if you count that as horror.
I've never played that.
Condemned 2 was awesome, dude. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I've never played either of the Condemned games.
I hate those games, but I would consider them horror.
You wouldn't?
I would. I would consider them, but I didn't like them. God. You know what one I liked when I was really little was Friday the 13th on NES. And it was kind of scary, too, because you're, like, waiting for Jason to pop out.
Yeah.
You know once he pops out, though, he's going to kill you, and that's it. Your game is over.
That game was so broken.
But it was, like, when you're little, you're just like, oh, whatever. You know, it's cool. It's Friday the 13th. More recent, probably the original Resident Evil, but the GameCube version, that was amazing.
Mine would be it's the original Silent Hill.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Original. Yeah, yeah. The
funny. Original. I have that downloaded and I never played it.
I don't know how it holds up today, but I remember being like that game did such a good job at the time of creating atmosphere and making you feel like so desolate and alone, and then shit would just pop out at you. There was this one I probably told. I don't know if I told it here before, but there's this one part where you're in this abandoned school. Well, everything's abandoned because you're pretty much the only person in the town. But you're in this school, and this like little ghost child jumps out at you, and I unloaded a clip into it, and like the ghost wasn't even there to hurt you. It was just like just there. Pretty much crap myself and unloaded a fake clip into that ghost before a friend who was playing the game with me at the time was like, dude, stop. Tony, what about you?
You know, I'm personally not a big fan of most horror games. Like, they tend to have really awkward control schemes.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say there's been a lot of horror-like moments in other games that I've really liked. For instance, there's a lot of moments in Fallout 3 that are absolutely terrifying. Like some of the moments in the subway when the I've been playing so much Fallout and I can't remember what the
vampire type people
just jump right out at you from the dark.
Yeah.
And your little Pip-Boy light does not light up very much, so you can't see that far beyond it. There's that Uncharted, the first one, when you were roaming around in the dark and those things were attacking you, the little deranged monster dudes.
Yeah.
Cause that was really awkward with the flashlight, and my wife was watching me play through the whole game, had to leave the room, because the guys were just jumping out of the darkness and scaring the crap out of her. So, and from the first Halo, time you encountered the Flood,
that's a cool moment.
I could always see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Was a really, really scary non-horror game moment. So, I mean, the fact that you only had so many bullets and it was everywhere.
It was just, it's like you hadn't seen something like that and they're just like hopping around at you and shit, like, oh shit.
And it basically, like, they turned everything into zombies, so it's like, I don't want this thing near me.
Of course, they then ruined the Flood as an enemy in the next two games, but in the first game it was really cool.
Another one I forgot, can I mention real quick, is Eternal Darkness. I didn't find it that scary, but it was just so goddamn cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I never actually played all the way through that, but I've heard great things about it.
That's an incredible game. Did you say yours, Chris?
Yeah, the original Silent Hill.
That's right.
PlayStation. So Jeff, you had an idea that you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, just like maybe a little reminiscing about our favorite Halloween memories, like
God
growing up
it.
And shit.
I kid.
I don't know if any of you guys have any. Like when I was a little kid, like most of it's just a blur of candy, but I have some when I was like in high school.
Go ahead, buddy.
I remember like one year I was in high school. It was like freshman or sophomore year. You know, at this point, we're not really trick or treating. We were going out and vandalizing, like breaking shit, throwing eggs at shit and stuff like that. And the neighborhood the neighborhood that we like went around in was kind of a rough neighborhood. Like it's not ghetto or anything, but it's just like a rough neighborhood in Chicago. And that's where I live now, actually. And these kids today, I'm telling you, on Halloween, they're pussies compared to what we were. But, like, we would just go around terrorizing people and shit. And I just remember, like, that night. One, I remember getting chased down by this car that drove by. And they had, like, a Satan, like, flag on the back of the car. And they all hopped out and they were, like, chasing us. So we split up. I remember hiding in an alley by a garbage can. And I remember my one friend, like, he straight up, like, went and found a restaurant, found a payphone, and got a ride home with his mom. And it was like the rest of us. We're like standing by this like middle school, and around the corner comes like a 30-year-old guy and his dad that was like 60-something, and they had eggs and shaving cream and shit. Like it was like a grown pair of men, like a father and son team. And they just like went crazy on us. And like, you know, my one friend was like hitting him over the head with our like something. Like, God, dude. I'm getting out of here. And like I ran away. And like on my way back to my buddy's house, this Camaro pulled up next to us. They rolled down the window and started shooting a BB gun at us. I'm like, this neighborhood is fucking crazy, dude, on Halloween. So finally, I got back to my buddy's house. I got a ride home. I went home and watched Halloween 2 on USA. And like that summed up kind of like my high school years. Like that's what we would do every year is just go out, get fucked up, and destroy property, often running from either people whose property we destroyed or just random people on the street, and then coming home and watching Halloween.
Wow.
I didn't go out and destroy anything, but where my parents live.
You guys throw eggs and shit?
No, not really.
I lived in a small town. Like, there'd be no way I could ever live that shit down.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to, like, where I lived. I lived in a city, but it was almost the suburbs. And, like, the section where I lived, There was only like 85 houses, like row homes, and they weren't really near any other row homes. So like, if you get caught doing shit there, it's like everybody knows who the fuck did it. So
yeah.
There was this where my parents' house was. It was on an old penitentiary land, near that penitentiary was the insane asylum for southeastern Pennsylvania. It was called Byberry Friends Mental Institute, I believe. And they had this huge campus, and a lot of the buildings were still up. Now, it shut down in like 1982, 83 or so. And the way they shut it down is they basically just let all the inmates out. And we're like, okay, well, we're shutting now, so...
See ya.
Yeah, and just like kicked them out the front door. Well, all these buildings were still around and they had run down into disrepair. I don't know, it was probably like 93, 94 or so, a good, you know, 10 or so years after it had closed down. And a couple friends of mine and these like two or three girls decided they wanted to go like explore one of the buildings. So we went out the day on a Halloween night and snuck across Route 1 into one of these buildings. But that was some of the creepiest shit ever. It's like straight out of a horror film. Like,
Oh, man. I'm sorry. After the story, I actually have a story too.
Okay. See, I brought some ghosts out here.
But, all right. Like, you're in, basically, it's like an old abandoned hospital, but they just like let, like, when they shut this down, they just picked up and left. Like, there was still equipment everywhere. So, like, gurneys and, like, paperwork, and it was an old hospital, so it was also like one of those where they had like the operating theaters.
Those are creepy.
Yeah, and it's even creepier when there's like no lights and you just have like a flashlight and a lantern.
Yeah, fuck you're in the dark and there's cobwebs and shit. Fucking rodents like, running around.
Everything like creaks and it's like rusty and it's like out of a fucking Silent Hill game. And what was even more creepy was all these buildings were connected via tunnels underneath. So we decided we were going to go and like down into one of these tunnels, and it's just like wet, and it's like it was almost like sewer like conditions, and we walked through there and ended up in another building. It was some of the creepiest shit ever. And when we got out of there, like there were cops on the other side, so we had to sneak out the building and like get across the street to like where the soccer field was. Man, like,
that sounds really fun, man.
Yeah, man, that shit stuck with me though. It was like that's so fucking creepy. it was a blast though.
We used to sneak into the cemetery on acid.
Dude,
that could be kind of creepy too.
Man,
go ahead, man. I gotta go pee, anyways.
Okay, there's this place at FSU. The son of a. There's
go
this
ahead,
place
dude.
At FSU that they were actually
demolishing
after my freshman year, and it was called Sunny Hills or something like that, and it was a mental institution. But it was closed down, like, it was a huge fucking building, like, just ginormous, man. And you had to really sneak in to get in there. And me and a couple of my buddies, we tried to get into it, and we got into it. And I have never been in a fucking scarier place. There's nothing scarier than, like, just being in an area that's closed down, especially a mental institution. You see all that shit there, like Chris was saying, it's just... It's fucking freaky, man. I don't ever want to do something like that. It's weird.
All right, I got a good one.
Go ahead, Tom.
When I lived in Michigan, I was born in Michigan, and a house I lived there in for 5 years, about 100 years before I had lived there, there was an Indian who was lynched on the property. And they had been reporting ghost sightings in this house for years. And I actually saw it. I lived in a haunted house.
That's awesome.
I was like 7 years old, but I woke up in the middle of the night, and, my brother and I were in two bedrooms that were right next to each other, and they were separated by a nursing gate. So I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw somebody walking through my room. And of course I thought it was my mom because it had long hair, and I was like, "Mom?" And whatever it was went into my brother's room straight through the nursing gate without it opening. And of course I just froze and sat there and didn't move all night long. But the people my parents sold the house to after they left told them that they'd been seeing this thing and stuff would be moved around in the house. It was really creepy. I lived in a haunted house.
That's pretty cool.
That's fucking scary.
So, do we have anything else that we want to add, horror-wise, Halloween-wise? Mm-mm.
Fozzie is all done with the horror. He can't handle it.
All right. Well, it's too much for him. Why don't we kick into some listener questions?
Drinking a happy, and, happy thoughts.
And then
we got some Halloween themed questions too, though.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, we do.
Anyways,
I have three here on my blog. Let's see if I got any other ones.
Got four on Twitter.
I'm going to put one up real quick asking if anyone's got any Halloween-themed questions.
Cool. Actually, I think I might have more than three. No. Okay, so Zypher Gamgee asks, what's your favorite flavor of vagina?
Are there more than one flavor? I don't understand.
I like the one that doesn't smell like fucking fish.
Right? That's the only bad vagina I've ever tasted is like this chicken when I was like 14. Oh my god, it smelled just like fish. Gross, dude. But other than that, I really love the taste of vagina. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, vag is not as bad as everyone says. Everyone says
I only like it on vagina, not on pizza or anything like that.
Oh my god, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Alright, yeah. That like vagina flavored vagina.
Right.
Lost in Translation asks, which one of you is actually my father?
Fozzie.
That can't be Fozzie. He's never had sex.
What?
It's probably Jeff.
That's fucked up, yo. Yeah, it's probably Jeff. He's the old.
Jeff is your dad. And the last one I have on my blog is Blue Forever asks, what is in your opinion the best online shooter?
Best?
for me, I would go probably Halo Reach. I just think there's so much depth to what they've done with their multiplayer. So
I think I have to agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
I love Battlefield Bad Company 2. It's an amazing game, but I think Reach does so much more that it's kind of hard for Battlefield to keep up. Like even with the additional mode they added to Battlefield with the download, the DLC later on, it's still with Firefight and like all the cooperative and competitive modes. It's just there's so much to Halo Reach, and the gunplay is just so good.
Oh, by the way, Tony, I missed your invite last night. I wasn't ignoring you. I just missed it.
So in my vain effort to get all the challenges yesterday, you ignored me.
Sorry.
I lied. I do have one more question.
Son of a bitch.
This comes from our email account.
Does Fozzie agree with Halo Reach too?
Yeah, Fozzie, what's your in your opinion the best online shooter?
Modern Warfare 2, man, probably for me.
Really?
Over Reach and Battlefield?
Yeah, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. The other two are awesome, but in terms of addictionness, like Modern Warfare 2 just kept me, I think, the most intrigued. I haven't played enough Reach to like make that type of statement where I can say it's better than Modern Warfare. I put a lot of hours into Modern Warfare.
Call of Duty keeps you hooked with like the new upgrades and shit you get, but what I like about Halo is it's an even playing field and a fun atmosphere to it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I put my balls.
In Modern Warfare, to be honest, like they're two different games. Like you have Modern Warfare and you have Halo. I mean, I can't really judge them. I mean,
I went to go play. Go ahead, Fozzie. I went to go play it like a week ago because my girlfriend or my ex was here and she loves Call of Duty. I went to go play a match or two and I'm like, I sucked, dude. I went like 1-10 and it was because I've been playing Halo since like June. Like that's all I've been playing.
Yeah, so it's hard to flip back and forth between different shooters.
Oh my
man.
God, it's so different. Like Call of Duty and Halo are such different experiences.
Even like
Halo's like more like you shoot for like a good melee, you unload the clip on them, and then you run in for the melee. But Modern Warfare is kind of like you just hide, and then you have three shots, and then you kill them.
Like, I think some of the things... Oh, sorry. Keep going.
I was just going to say, they're just two different games. I mean, I can't really judge to say which one's a better shooter, because literally they're two different shooters. In terms of how much fun I have, it depends on how many friends I have at once. Like, more people usually have Modern Warfare. That's probably why I like it better.
I have to say, some of the things that are good tactics in Halo are terrible, terrible tactics in Modern Warfare. Like, in Halo, you want to be bunched up and all together. And I feel like in Modern Warfare,
Modern Warfare
just get you killed faster.
Well, Modern Warfare encourages you to play Lone Wolf style.
Lone Wolf, yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense. It's a military shooter, in the military, like, they're not like, okay, everybody run off in your own directions. Yeah. Like, you work as a squad. Like, I don't know.
I agree with that, yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why I prefer Battlefield to Modern Warfare. I mean, although Battlefield does a lot of very video gamey things, like the whole medic insta bring back to life and that kind of thing,
like is ridiculous. I can drop boxes everywhere.
But I don't know, the fact that it forces you to work as a team, it incentivizes it too, feels more military to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, the last question I got is from Trent Steen. He asked...
I think Trent is Secret Tunnel, isn't he?
I'm not sure. Maybe. He wants to know, is Halloween just an excuse for furries to have one day of the year to feel normal? I would say yes.
But really, do furries need to feel normal? That's an...
It's for them to feel like they're, you know, normal. Yeah, I guess. Fuck. I don't know how to answer that.
I'm not an expert on furries, so I don't know.
What about you?
Well, Paul? as a former furry, I understand. Former. You know how what?
Former.
I understand that. Halloween is quite a fun time for us, you know? Get a little get a little excited, you know? But pretty much every week for us is Halloween because we always dress up as cool little costumes. I myself prefer the old coyote, you know?
So. Fozzie the Coyote.
Yeah, all right, so that taps out my questions.
Excellent. All right, I got a few on the Perfectly Sane Twitter. Here we go. All right. The first is from Trucker Sean.
Nice.
Oh, God.
This is pretty funny.
If the four of you were in a horror movie, who would die first, and who would be the sole survivor? Also, each one die? All right. This is how it would go down. I got this all figured out. Jeff would die first.
I think Fozzie would die first.
No, okay. Fozzie as
no way, I'm the big,
tough,
strong
to
guy. That,
sorry.
Like,
sorry, Fozzie.
So. You die second.
So Fozzie goes down next. Now,
no, fuck that.
I go down third because I have a new baby and my death would be tragic. So there has to be that tragedy near the end of the movie. Chris would soldier on without us. So Chris would be the sole survivor.
See, I had you as a sole survivor because you're the pure one. And I had... me dying, like, the way I would die is I'd be like, fuck it, guys, I'm going out, I'm not staying here. You know, like, there's that one guy that's like, no, I can totally handle this. Fuck you guys, you stupid. He runs out, you know? That's how I would die in the horror movie.
How would Fozzie die?
Fozzie would die by, like, he's, like, banging
awesome.
Some chick.
Fozzie would die because he wasn't...
Oh, there. Nice. One of my lifetime goals is to die while doing someone, so...
And get the spear through the bed.
No, Fozzie would die crossing the street because he was on his cell phone or something.
Shut up, idiot.
He dies for something unrelated. He steps into a sewer or something. Whoa!
If I'm going to go, though, I don't want to go like through like some trap like Jigsaw creates. It has to be pretty quick. I can't have no prolonged death. It would just look awful on film.
That's true.
I imagine getting hacked in half by a machete, like Friday the 13th style. Like,
dude, I don't want anything. If I'm going to get shot, I just want to get shot, dude. I don't want a knife or anything like that. Fuck that shit, man.
Jason had some awesome kills.
Yeah, he did. Friday the 13th 3, that was fucking great. I still think you gotta get the music for Friday the 13th Part 3 and put that at the beginning of this episode.
Let's see if I can find it.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
No, absolutely not, dude. It's Michael Jackson Thriller all the fucking way.
It sounds like a Michael Jackson song almost. It's like really weird and like disco.
Thriller.
Okay.
You know you love it. You know you love it. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Number six, bitch.
Trucker Sean sent in a second question.
Dude, I'm on number 10, so get the fuck out of here.
Also, Mary Fuck Kill, horror movie edition. Eliza Dushku in Wrong Turn, Jessica Biel in TCM, Sophia Bush in The Hitcher. Somebody else
oh
is going to have
God.
To answer, because I have no idea.
That's okay, okay, I got it. Eliza for Kill. Jessica Biel for
Boston. You
would
kill her? You wouldn't fuck Eliza Dushku?
I mean, that's yeah, three hot girls, man. I mean, it's kind of like you have to pick the three less out of three.
Anyways, yeah, but you got to place them in their role.
Dude, I kill her, I fuck Biel, and I marry
No.
I marry Sophia Bush. She's so fucking fine. I love that little mole that she has. Oh my God, she turns me on. She's got that green eyes. I love green eye girls. It's fucking amazing.
Wait,
okay
wait,
then.
I thought he did it right, didn't he?
I win the game.
We'll go with that then. All right, Murphy's Child asks. Other people have answers.
I got
I'm
some
sorry.
Picks here, man. Come on.
All right.
I fuck right, Eliza Dushku. I fuck Eliza Dushku because I've always wanted to fuck her, and I marry Jessica Biel because she seems like she has a brain and I could probably talk to her. And she's hot, too, in Texas Chainsaw.
She does not have a brain. What are you talking about?
She seems smart. Maybe it's just how she looks. The Sophia whatever is the one I killed because I don't remember what she looks like. I don't remember the history.
Oh, my God. If you saw her, dude, you'd be fucking – you would just drool over her. She was – yeah.
I just,
she wouldn't beat out Eliza Dushku. Sorry.
No, she would. She would.
Yeah, I just cheated and looked her up. I put in Sophia Bush,
she's so good.
The Hitcher, so to like find out what she looked like in that. Yeah, and I think I would have to kill Eliza Dushku. Fuck Sophia Bush.
That's bullshit.
And you know, what was the other choice?
Jessica Biel.
Right. No. It was the other choice.
Sophia
like,
Bush is fucking
like marry.
Fine, I'm
the
sorry.
Other choice, marry. Yeah, I would marry Jessica Biel in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right? She's got that marriage quality to her. She's not just a hoe.
Yeah. And I loved her in that film, too. Not a big fan of hers as an actress, but she was good in that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Murphy's Child. This question is similar to Sean's, but not quite the same.
Meme!
How many of you think you would survive to the end of a horror flick? And which crazy killer do you like the most?
Oh, I could answer the crazy killer.
I think we should go with the second half. We've kind of done the first half already.
Yeah.
Michael Myers for me.
Me too.
All the way.
Michael Myers, yeah. Scary.
Yeah, I think I got to go with Mike Myers as well. I think that was my first actually scary movie was Halloween.
Me too.
Yeah. Fozzie?
What were you talking about?
All right, he goes with Mike Myers. Okay, next question.
He goes with Jack Nicholson. Only one he's seen.
Gigawatt Conduit asks, dumbest title for something you've ever heard? I don't think I was on the episode with you guys when you did the dumbest game titles, but dumbest title I can think of off the top of my head is Infinite Undiscovery.
Oh, that's so bad.
I was listening to you guys do that segment. I'm like, oh, they didn't do Infinite Undiscovery. I hate that title.
I don't know how I missed that. Yeah, that's terrible.
Wow. What was the worst title we ever heard?
For something. It actually didn't specify game or anything. So
I'm trying to think.
Me too. I don't know.
So yeah, it's a hard one. Without doing some research. What?
The fuck, Ray? You gotta shut your mouth.
That's probably coming through Fozzie's mic.
No, it's stupid Jeff.
It's Ray, Jeff, dude. No, it's all about Billy Madison. Or that's
yeah, but you he can hear you through that. Stop talking to him.
Fixed it, motherfucker. Billy Madison.
Though he's still bleeding through.
Who is this?
Oh my God! Yeah,
that's
where
great,
is
but I don't see him, man.
Up But I have to edit this.
It sounds just like Ray. Ray, shut up. Wait, you can't.
Awesome.
Oh, wait. All right. I got a couple here. Tomorrow Never Dies. The James Bond movie. That one's pretty bad.
Ah, yes.
But I particularly like this one. Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death. Wait, here's another one. On? Ghost in the Invisible Bikini.
Wow.
The Rats Are Coming, The Werewolves Are Here. And on this list I'm looking at right now is The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies. These are all real movies.
Dear God.
In fact, The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies was a film from 1964. I kind of want to rent Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle, though. That was from 1989.
Avocados. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Evidently, Bill Maher was in that film.
He did a few roles back in the
day. And gets around.
It's fantastic. All right.
I have no idea, so I'm passing. Can't think of any right now.
And Fozzie's not here, so.
Exactly.
All right, that was my last question. So.
Get excited.
Fozzie, what you got? You got questions?
You got questions? I got answers.
No, you're Let's supposed see. To have the questions.
I got... No.
Nothing?
No, I got
You
nothing.
Don't have any?
Not on my Twitter. Oh, wait. Mace Home put on my IGN. Didn't you get some? I thought one of you guys
All right,
put
Jeff, let's see what you got. What you
well,
got?
Fozzie's figuring his shit out.
Oh, boy.
Ray Squared, who is fucking up my tiny chat right now, says, what is the sluttiest Halloween costume you have ever seen? Good question.
Ooh.
That is a pretty good question.
Nurses. Everyone, nurses.
I used to work for an intramural department, a sexy referee. There was not a whole lot of stripes left there, let me tell you.
It turned you on to the sports angle.
I'm going to tell your wifey that.
Hey, maybe it was her.
Giggity. Yeah, I don't have anything, so.
Shut up, Ray.
I don't know, what the fuck? Where is Ray at? There's no way he could be on.
Yeah, there's like. That's actually a line of like an apparel line, like a genre of apparel.
Sexy referee.
Slutty Halloween costumes. I don't know off the top of my head what it would be, but evidently the year's projected top 10 slutty Halloween costumes are. Number 10 is the Naught Habits Reversible Adult Costume. It's a nun outfit.
Really?
Number 9 is the Racer Girl. I don't know what that would be. I guess it would just be like, you know, like an Asian, you know, like the street racer girl. Number 8, the schoolgirl outfit. Number 7, the sailor costume. Number 6 is the pirate wench. I particularly do like that one.
Yar.
Yeah. Number 5 is the Playboy Gangsta Lady. I don't know what the hell that means.
It's like a 30s gangster outfit, like the woman's suit, you know, with a hat. I'd fuck that for sure.
That's why you die first. The promiscuous one always goes first.
I thought of mine, but keep going to the list.
Number 4 is the Naughty Sergeant costume, accessorized with high heel boots and handcuffs.
high heel boots for a sergeant, that doesn't make any sense.
Number 3 is the pinup girl inspired prisoner's outfit, jailbait.
Giggity.
Yeah, it
which
does
is
nothing.
Guaranteed to get you locked up for the night.
Oh, it's got scriptures now, do we?
A chicken striped fucking scripture.
Number two is Tony's the sexy referee costume.
Yeah.
Is sure to make your man.
It does not turn me on at all.
And the number one is the Playboy Bunny costume.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, I'm not really into that. I like the pirate wench.
You know what turns me on? This is not like
I don't know if I want to know.
It's not sluttiest. It's just like I like the chicks that like go like vampires or like zombies.
I like goth chicks like.
Exactly. I'm into goth chicks. That's why.
Freaky
like,
chicks.
I think
yeah.
Yeah, you would be freaking nature.
The fucking dark makeup. Man.
I like going to a strip club and like getting the like the freaky chick to give me a lap dance.
Dude, goth or punk chicks are hot. So if you go with that angle for Halloween, like the zombie or the vampire, I totally love it, man. And I like when they pop. They pop in the face. You got the whole fake
I'm not sure I want a zombie chick though. That would just be creepy.
Holy fuck that shit.
It's like she's like giving you a blowjob and you're like, this is really awkward.
And the makeup is coming up off of
yes.
Vampire chick shit. Like I just love goth chicks when they wear like the dark lipstick and the eyeliner and shit. It's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Was there another question? Oh yeah, let's see.
Jesus.
I have from Gigawatt. Conduit. What's the scariest Halloween ride you've ever been to?
Oh my god. You know what? It'll probably be Viper for me in Six Flags. Not because it's really the scariest, but it was my first roller coaster ever, and there were 7 loop-de-loops on there, and I was freaking the fuck out the whole time.
The Viper by me is a wooden roller coaster.
Oh, no. This is Six Flags Viper in LA, dude.
So does he mean, like an amusement park ride, or is he like talking about, you know, like a hayride, like a haunted hayride type thing? Or...
I guess it could be any.
Because I was on like a haunted hayride one before, where it's like you're sitting in like the, you know, you're in like the back of like the tractor or whatever, and like these people are like doing weird creepy shit, like they're like making noises and crap, and there's weird music, but this one motherfucker snuck up on the tractor. And he reached up and grabbed the chick's arm that was next to me. Man, I've never seen... Like, that chick almost fell off. She jumped off so fucking high. Like, so I'd say that. That would, like, when you get one where, you know, they're not afraid to, like, kind of come out and poke you a bit.
God, I don't know. I mean, pretty much any haunted house, because I'm sad to admit, they scare the shit out of me, dude.
Oh my god, yeah, Halloween Horror Nights? Fuck that, man.
Yeah, like, at Six Flags, is that what we're talking about, Fozzie? It's like, and that's not even the best, like, there's way better haunted houses than that, and like, that scared the shit out of me at Six Flags, so.
I don't like when people poke me. Place that I don't want to be poked.
they just jump out at you and they're all aggressive and shit. Like, and you could tell like the people that do those jobs are like total fucking like losers that like want to kill people. And you're like,
yeah,
no, don't come after me.
Jesus.
Sorry if that's ever worked at a haunted house.
I just remember being in a haunted house one time and I'd had too many candied apples. And I threw up all over everything.
Oh, dude, what the fuck?
It's always a scary ride.
I think I was the scariest attraction in there.
The toilet ride.
So, we have any more questions?
That's all I got.
All right, so, Fozzie, pick a number between 1 and 8.
8. No. Yes, 8.
8. All right. So, Ray Squared, get in touch with us. We will send you a copy of that game I said we'd send you.
Deadly Premonition.
Right, that one. Following up on this really well.
Who is this? Who won?
Ray Squared.
Nice. I'm about to make fun of him many times.
No, don't tell him. Make him listen to the episode to win.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be like, you won. Like, make him download it. We need the hits.
Damn him.
Hey, Tony, you want to talk about the the prize for next week. We have another giveaway coming up next week. It's 3 weeks in a row we're giving shit away.
Yes, next week we have a sponsored giveaway. Thanks to Direct to Drive, we have a copy of Medal of Honor for PC to give away to some lucky person. Because of this, we're going to be talking some PC games next week. We're going to talk about our favorite games, what we played over the years. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I was a PC gamer way back, and I actually only recently switched to consoles. So I have a ton of PC games to talk about. And I was looking through Direct2Drive's list the other day, and I'm like, oh my god, I want all of these games. I just remembering like Age of Empires and Rome Total War and all that stuff, and that's just a bunch of games I really, really want to play again. So if you can, send us an email, find us on Twitter, and send us a message. Tell us about your favorite games and why you like them. And we're going to select somebody who's sent us in their favorite game, and they're going to win a copy of Medal of Honor. So, yeah, we're pretty excited.
Yeah,
I can tell. No, but seriously, like, I mean, Director Drive is pretty awesome, and you're helping out IGN in the process, so seriously, you guys should really check it out. It's a good site, and they're actually making a lot of improvements to it in the next couple weeks, so check back regularly and see what's going on there.
Yeah, and you know, send in your questions, your comments, your considerations to us. It's perfectly sane at vagary.tv. We are also on Twitter. It's the PSane Show. It's at twitter.com. And you can find us, you know, various other places on the internet. In fact, go to vagary.tv and you can probably catch Tony's review of Enslaved, which I believe is up there right now. So.
Oh, yeah. My review of Kirby will be going up this weekend.
Awesome.
So get excited.
Can I add one last thing?
Yeah.
Just remember, no matter what you're doing for Halloween, everyone's entitled to one good scare.
Yeah. And don't eat the apple.
Depending on how old they are. We don't want you killing anybody.
I used to scare shit out of my grandma. I don't care.
He's trying to give him a heart attack.
He used to scare him because he's dead now.
Oh, man. All right, yeah, so Fozzie will give you all candy. I'll be out.
I like candy.
Yes, and you're going to give all of our listeners candy on Halloween.
Eh, we'll see about that.
You better send me a fucking Reese's.
Yar.
So, catch us next week. We'll be back. We're out.